Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saints, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Well, greetings, dear radio friend, and welcome to this Wednesday edition of the Sounds of Faith radio broadcast. Thank you so much for joining us again today for what we think is some of the best music that you'll hear. And then, of course, the Word of God will always be profitable, and we'll get into that here shortly as we, of course, will have our truth for the day and also prayer time together. And I appreciate you being with us here on the Sounds of Faith. We're going to hear from the choir here to get our program started off today. Miss Haley Mullinax singing along with the choir says, "Hey, thank God I am free." Amen.
For a long time I traveled down a long, lonely road. My heart was so heavy, in sin I sank low. But then I heard about Jesus, and what a wonderful
God, I'm free. Amen. All free indeed. Amen. Well, thank you for joining us again today. We want to give you a personal invitation, and we'll start off with the still old-fashioned teen camp meeting that we've been in since Monday. And tonight, this is a Wednesday night, we'll hear from Brother Terrell Hopkins. Amen. And we appreciate his friendship over the years and his love for the Lord. He has a wonderful preacher, and we'll hear from him tonight, and of course a lot of singing be going on as well. And then on tomorrow night, of course, Mark Stroud from Wahoo Baptist Church down in Georgia, he'll be here preaching. And then on Friday night, Brother Tony Hudson from Murfreesboro, Tennessee, will be with us, and he'll be closing out the week meeting. Amen. We're looking forward to it today. Amen. And again tonight, and then through Friday night. And of course, we'll have our Sunday services at 10 o'clock if you don't have a church home, 10 o'clock for Sunday school time, 11 o'clock worship, 6 o'clock in the evening service. And we would love to have you come and visit with us. Now, we have prayer meeting as well on Wednesdays at 7. And although tonight will be not our typical Wednesday night prayer meeting service, it'll be teen camp meeting, amen. Looking forward to that. We're right on the corner of Highway 18 South out of Shelby, about 5 miles, like you're going to Gaffney, going to South Carolina, about 5 miles from that last city limit sign there in front of the Southside Flea Market, amen, right there. And it's come south about 5 miles, and you'll find our church there at the caution light at 180 and Highway 18 South, only about 2 miles or so from the South Carolina state line. Come on by. Pay us a visit. If you can't come by on a normal service day, come on, get in on this camp meeting. I'm sure you'll be blessed for having done so. Amen. Well, here's Miss Carolyn Parker Owens, amen, singing for us today. A beautiful song. Amen. I like it. It says, I'm learning to lean. Learning to lean. Oh, I tell you what, lean on those everlasting arms of the Lord Jesus Christ today, and you will be fine. Amen. No matter what comes in November, no matter what comes today or tomorrow, we'll be able to face it leaning on Jesus. And boy, I'm thankful for that good reminder today in a song from Miss Carolyn Parker Owens. And now in our truth for today, we'll look at it in the book of Mark, Mark chapter number 14 in verse 38. The word says, watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. You know, lack of prayer leaves a person open to many suggestions and little power to face them. A man out of touch with God will find evil pretty close at hand. Oh, may God caution us today. Oh, with that truth, a man out of touch with God will find evil pretty close at hand. May God help us as we pray together. Can you join me? Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you today for your goodness and for your mercy and for your love and your watch care through the night. And we thank you, God, for the privilege we have today to come back behind the microphone and do another broadcast for you. We're thankful, God, for the privilege that we are able to be on radio stations and the internet, which carries us around the world. And we have no idea who's listening today. And I'm thankful for the avenue that you've given to us to preach the gospel. And I'm praying, God, that many that hear today will not let it fall on bad ground, but it'll fall on good soil today. And I pray that we'll listen with open hearts and receptive minds, I pray. Now, Lord, I'm asking you, God, to forgive me for my sins. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done for us. God, you've been good to us. God, we give you praise for who you are and for what you've done. Now, Lord, for our dear friends that are listening today, now those that have joined us, tuned us in on purpose, and those that maybe was just flipping the radio and they've come across this Sounds of Faith broadcast, whatever the case may be, God, if they're listening today, if they're hearing the sounds of this preacher's voice today, I pray for them. I pray for them. God, that you'll touch them. You'll help us as we just meet together for a little while here on this day of Sounds of Faith. Now, Lord, I'm praying, God, that you touch the rest of the music today and all that is said in the preaching time. I pray you guard our minds and guide our lips, I pray, as we try to preach the Word of God. Again, we pray for those who are sick, of those who are facing surgeries, of those that are not feeling well, maybe just something simple, but I pray, God, that you touch that body, I pray. And God, we'll give you the praise for all that you do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. Amen. Well, we thank you again for joining us here on the Sounds of Faith. And we've got one coming up now from the Bible Believers Quartet. And I hope that you'll be blessed by this. Talking about God is still good. You know, he is. It doesn't matter the circumstances. God can be nothing but good. Amen?
As I look back on all of my days, so many times in so many ways, I have been blessed, and all I can say is God has been good. Sometimes the nights bring sorrow and pain, sometimes the tears fall like the rain, but through it all, he's never changed. No, God is still good.
God is still good when the waves roll high. God is still good all through the night. When I've done all I can and I don't understand, God is still good. Clouds of doubt may darken the way, the showers of blessings may come any day. He'll bring me through, and I'll stand and say, God is still good.
There have been times when I've let him down. I've made my mistakes, oh, but still I have found. I may stumble and fall, but through it all, God is still good. And mercy still flows from the palms of his hands. He will give grace and help me to stand. And although he knows how unworthy I am, God is still good.
God is still good when the waves roll high. God is still good all through the night. When I've done all I can and I don't understand, God is still good. Clouds of doubt may darken the way, but showers of blessings may come any day. He'll bring me through, and I'll stand and say, God is still good. God is still good when the waves roll high. God is still good all through the night. When I've done all I can and I don't understand, God is still good. Clouds of doubt may darken the way,
but showers of blessings may come any day. He'll bring me through, and I'll stand and say, God is still good. Clouds of doubt may darken the way, but showers of blessings may come any day. He'll bring me through, and I'll stand and say, God is still good. God is still good. God is still good.
Amen. Can you say amen right there? God is still good. Amen. Well, I tell you, that's a good number there from the Bible Believers Quartet. Amen. Well, Miss Melissa Medina is going to sing one for us now. And they have gone back now to the Philippines, have been there now a week or so, and went back home. And that was a blessing to have them here. Of course, Brother Sammy is our national pastor of the churches there in the Philippines that we support, 35 churches that we're responsible for. And he's kind of like the shepherd of all of them. And although they have individual pastors, he kind of oversees all of them. And they were here in the States for several months, raising some more support and things like that. And Melissa sang a couple times, several times for us, really. And this one, she sang right after, not too far, not too many services after Hurricane Helene came through and all the devastation is. And this song talks about, sometimes it takes a storm. Listen to the words of this great song. Amen. Sometimes it takes a storm.
All my dreams were shattered, and all that mattered was gone, and the winds of sorrow. Everything land swept out of my hand, and I saw no hope for tomorrow. With my heart near to breaking, I cried, Lord, I can't make it by myself. I just can't carry on. And with a storm at its darkest came his words, I'll never leave you. Your love, let my strength be your own. It takes a storm now and then to remind me to depend upon the Lord and to rest in His word. For in the wind and the rain, I'll learn to call upon His name, and I thank Him in my song. It took a storm to make me strong. When my feet are stumbling and my hopes are crumbling, the Lord is there, our guiding. There is peace, there is calm in the midst of the storm. The Lord is there, abiding. He is grace, He is power, He is strength for each hour. He is comfort and safety from all harm. There is joy in my soul, for the Lord has control and everlasting arms. It takes a storm now and then to remind me to depend, upon the Lord, and to rest in His word.
Well, I tell you, sometimes, you know, God knows how. God knows how to get your attention. He knows how to get my attention, doesn't he? And sometimes it does take a storm. Now, you know, storms doesn't come our way because necessarily God's mad at us. No, he just wants us to depend on him. And I'm thankful for that great number from Miss Medina there. Amen. Well, we've been preaching. We started on Monday thinking, well, we really didn't have a title for it. We're just really springing from a statement that I read in a book, a Christian book, not the Bible, but a Christian book. And the writer had mentioned the statement that compromise is not an event, but an evolution. And but that just kind of stuck with me, and I've chewed on that for several weeks. And I put a little Bible with it and a few thoughts that God gave me personally. And I've been trying to preach that this week. And you know, it doesn't make a evolution is something, you know, maybe smaller getting bigger, or something maybe weaker getting stronger. It's a progress or a progression, some would say. And but we're going to start looking to today on this evolution of compromise in society and in our fundamental circles. It doesn't just pop up. I believe it's, it's not an event. And if it is an evolution, I believe that evolution is caused by an erosion of spiritual truth in our life. I don't remember, did I give you the, if I did, it still bears repeating today, about the frog and the hot water? Did I tell you about that yesterday? I couldn't remember if I did or not. But if you weren't listening and you say, well, tell us again, Brother Johnny, I'm going to. You know, they tell, you know, I'm not, you know, yes, I did tell you about that, because I was worried about the those frog lovers, you know, would probably boycott me. But so I did not do this, but I read the illustration. He was illustrating the point that compromise is not an event, it's an evolution. And he said, if you put a pot of boiling water out on the stove, it's boiling now. You drop a frog in there, he gonna hop right out because he knows that water's hot. You put that same pot on the stove burner, just not even on, and that water's just room temperature, that frog will lay there and just enjoy himself, bathe himself, and just splash around in there and just have him a good old time. Amen. And you cut that burner on low, that water will begin to heat, and put it up on medium, then finally on high, and that frog will lay in that water until it boils itself to death, because it has no idea the water is changing. And I'm afraid sometimes, and I said that yesterday, I'll say it again today, I think sometimes we as believers, you know, we get so used to the slow evolution or the slow erosion of spiritual truth that we don't realize that we are in grave danger, not of losing our salvation, but losing that old-fashioned religion in our heart. You know, I still believe the Bible is the Word. You know, I read those verses, and I still believe that God does not change. Malachi says in chapter 3, the first part of verse number 6, says, I am, for I am the Lord, I change not. Hebrews tells me that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's in chapter 13, verse 6. It tells me about the Word of God in Psalm 119, verse 89, because we could go to another 100 verses, where it says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Isaiah says, Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 8 tells me, the grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. So if God doesn't change, and his word doesn't change, where is the change coming from, Brother Johnny? Well, I'm glad you asked, because in the next today and the next 2 days after today, we're going to be looking at that, where that change comes from. It comes about by an erosion. I want you to notice, first off today, I want you to notice there is an erosion of practical sanctification. Now, what do you mean, Brother Johnny, when you say sanctification? Well, that's a good Bible word, by the way. It's a good Bible word. It's a setting apart. And it's if it's biblical sanctification, it's setting apart unto God. Set apart for his work, for his will, for his ministry, whatever you want to say, however how you want to say it. But that's, and you know, positionally, we're sanctified positionally. In other words, Paul has already seen us seated in the heavenlies with God. Positionally, we're already there. But practically, we have to have a daily sanctification. We must daily come apart from the world and daily draw nigh unto God. There is so little of that in our day and time today. We would call it simply holy living. The old folks would call it living a clean and pure life, doing the necessary things and going above the necessary things to have that practical sanctification and to feel that presence of God in our life. I remember as a boy in the church house, and some of those old timers, those ladies with the white hair, the men with the white hair that worked in the field all day or worked on the farm all day, and they would, that's all they had to do was work and the word, and they would pray, they would seek God's face, and when they come in the house of God, you could tell there was something different about them and about those that worshiped up with him. We've got so little of that today. We've got social media. We've got the Facebook. We got all these things that distract us and keep us from the best thing. Hey, it may. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with social media by no means. There's a lot of things I could say is wrong about it. But you know what? Even good things become bad things when they keep us from the best thing. And the best thing is meeting with God every day. Well, so there's no power. No power, because there's no practical sanctification. So we have to come up with gimmicks to make our service seem to be spiritual. That's why we change the paint on the walls. That's why we change the music. That's why we change the lighting. And we'll continue on with this more tomorrow. My time is gone, and we'll get to some more of it tomorrow. But listen to me. Spend some time with God today. Spend some time with God today. Oh, draw nigh to him. And he promised that he would draw nigh to us. Amen. Amen. May God bless you until tomorrow is our prayer.
Pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for The Sounds of Faith.